Sam, cast your mind back to just a couple of weeks before the Mitsubishi Motors Bamerton horse trials last year. Did you feel that the preparations were going according to plan leading up to the event?
Yeah, well, last year I had a great preparation. My horse was that bit stronger. She was a little bit older. She was fit. She was feeling really well. I'd worked really hard in the off-season, working on my jumping and on the flat work. And so, yeah, coming into Badminton, I was feeling pretty confident. I wasn't certain I could win it. You know, I was feeling that, you know, if I kept to my form, that I could definitely be, you know, run into the top 10. So to then go on and win it was, you know, just a great thrill.
Let's talk about the three phases then, starting with dressage. Pleased with that particular performance?
I was pretty happy. You know, I guess I'm like all event riders. I'm one of those riders that I always come out and think I should get a better score than what I do. So I was pleased with my horse. She's not really a natural on the flat. So, but she tries her hardest, and I knew if I could sort of get myself there or thereabouts, that her strong phases are jumping, and that I could, just about finish on my score. I didn't know the conditions were going to be quite that tough around the cross country, but you know, that really played into her hands.
Well, big changes last year in terms of the event, which is Zeppi coming in as course designer. It's always worthy of a 4-star event, but just how tough was that cross country course in 2014?
Well, Giuseppe really breathed a bit of fire into it. And where Badminton's difficult, and I'm sure for the course designers they find this, is the conditions play such a part. And, you know, last year the going was really quite soft. It was very sappy on the horses. With strong winds, you know, really took it out of them. And so I think you saw the fit, real sort of three-day type horses come to the fore. You know, the middle of that cross-country course was really tough. I always called it sort of power jumping, you know, the big, bold jump after big, bold jump. And, you know, any little chink in your armour, you know, Giuseppe seemed to find it out. And, you know, you needed a bit of luck as well. But, you know, I was just so lucky that I was on a power jumper, and, you know, she jumped beautifully through the tricky bit. You know, I was quite cautious at the beginning to keep petrol in the tank towards the end. And last year it was a bit of a downhill finish after Huntsman's Close and the quarry. So I just sort of kept plenty of fuel in the tank, and, you know, my horse just kept trying right to the end.
From a spectator point of view, the show jumping is always a show stopper, considering the top 20 horses go in reverse order. You've been at the top of your game for so long, but what kind of nerves do you get going into that arena thinking, I could win this?
Well, you know, I guess trying to win an event like Badminton, you're going to be under pressure, or even just running in the top 10, you feel the pressure. But, you know, I'm really lucky. I've got a very good trainers that help me. And, you know, I try not to think about the results. I just try and concentrate on doing each jump at the time, and then worry about the results once I've done it. Again, last year, you know, I had real confidence in my horse. She'd come out of the cross country really well. It was sort of a show jumping course that suited her. It was quite twisty in the middle, and I could just rebalance her using the turns. But yeah, you definitely feel the pressure. So it's a matter of just concentrating on each jump at a time, and then let results take care of itself.
And when you knew you'd won it, you were the title holder. Just try and relive that memory and the emotions.
Well, you know, as a kid, I guess as any aspiring event rider, you really want to win Badminton. Listen, I couldn't believe it. My great friend Chris Burton ran over to me saying, Sam, you've won, you've won. I couldn't believe it. I was really in disbelief. And so it even gives sort of tingles down my spine now. You know, it is a dream come true. And then having my family around me and my owners and all the support, you know, it was just a great feeling. You then get swamped by the media. But again, that's all really enjoyable after a success like that.
Well, let's look ahead now to the 2015 event. And over the winter season, I gather that you struggled a bit physically.
Yeah, right towards the end of last season, the end of October, I had to have my appendix out. Now, usually that's quite a straightforward thing, but for me, it got a bit untidy. I ended up spending sort of 9 or 10 days in hospital. And then, you know, that took me a long time to recover from then. But, you know, I guess if I was ever going to have something like that happen to me, that was the perfect timing. I'd done all the championships through the year. So it gave me the Christmas to recoup. And then since January, I've just been trying to sort of build myself back up physically, doing fitness and that sort of thing, and lots of horse riding. So it's taken me a while to get back, but I'm feeling pretty good at the moment, and hoping I can take that form into badminton.
Well, with just weeks to go now, are you happy with how preparations are going? And is there more pressure to try to regain that title?
Well, listen, I'd love to. You know, I don't think many people have retained titles. I think it's pretty difficult to do. I'm trying to take pressure off myself. And I know when I drive through the gates, I'll be saying to myself, I know I can win this event. I've done it before. But listen, just try and enjoy myself. I'm sure I'll feel the pressure a bit. But I'm coming with a really strong hand. I've got two horses, with Paul Ankbrocker, who won last year, and Happy Times, who's come third there before. So if I'm ever going to retain the title, I'll hopefully be on one of those two horses. So I'm feeling pretty confident.